You're listening to.
You're listening to.
The Homo Homie Podcast.
Representing, educating, and unifying our queer comunidad.
Also, a gay craft course 101 for the hetero. I'm your host, Eric V.
And I'm your co-host, Jose Resendez.
A fun kickback podcast for all our homo homies and raza.
We invite you to download, stream, and share
to find out what's good in the hood. What up, what up, what up? Welcome to another episode of the Homo Homie Podcast. I'm your host, Eric V, and please welcome my co-host,
Jose Resendez.
Hey, what is up? How you doing, girl?
Over here, trying to get into the holiday cheer. You know my ass be lonely and depressing.
By the way, are you going to be doing anything for Thanksgiving? Are you going to go to your family's?
Actually, no. Actually, I haven't seen my family in forever.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I think my last Thanksgiving with my blood family was when I was 18.
Shut up.
Yeah. I moved out when I was 18 to Miami. And throughout my college years, throughout my 20s, my early 30s, I've never really done Thanksgiving with my family. I'll do Christmas and New Year's with them. But Thanksgiving is just, it's too close to the other holidays. So I rather just like skip that one. So yeah, most of my Thanksgivings, I'm just like solo dolo. There's a couple of them where I've gone to friends' houses that they've invited me. Obviously I'm not doing that this year because of a pandemic, but yeah.
Well, thank God we have our Friendsgiving episode. Hey.
Yes. And we've been trying to do one of these for as long as we've had the podcast.
I know,
like,
right?
Trying to do an episode where with our friends, like our real life friends, and the guys that we have on today, we technically have never met them and they're not really like our personal friends, but we are fans of each other's podcasts.
Yeah. They are from the East Coast. They're from New York and they're called the Bi-Latin Men podcast. They're just three guys that are pretty chill, pretty cool, and just very talkative.
Yeah. So those three guys are friends. And so that's why we decided to collaborate with them so that we can have this Friendsgiving podcast episode finally. And which is why we're going to discuss the dynamics in friendship when it comes to the gay community, mm-hmm. right? I feel like in the gay community, we have these chosen families versus yeah. more like blood families, especially during the holidays with all the family gatherings. So yeah, I'm excited to bring them on.
And we'll be also talking about friends with benefits, personal family, and also like the pandemic and Thanksgiving.
So yeah, to the homo homies that are listening to us, happy Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is this week, and we know that these times are tough, especially during a pandemic where you don't know what to do. Should you be with your family? Should you not be with your family? Maybe you don't have a family. Maybe you have a chosen family. But just want to let you guys know that we are here for you, and you guys can rely on us and enjoy our podcast episodes and listen to this discussion.
And so, yeah, we're going to go ahead and we're going to go on a little break, and we're going to come back with the boys, Kevin, Angel, and Anthony from Bi-Latin Men Podcast. And we are back from the break. So I'm super excited, super thrilled to be doing our first crossover, right, Jose?
Right. I think it's our first podcast collaboration with another podcast.
Yes. And this podcast is based out of New York. So they're our East Coast homo homies. And we're really excited to bring them on and share our opinions and our thoughts and just, you know, have a great conversation with these guys. And they're three of New York's finest. And please welcome the men from Bi-Latin Men Podcast, not to be confused with Bi-Latin Men. Please welcome Kevin, Angel, and Anthony.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
So congratulations, guys, on your first live podcast. I mean, that was interesting. I bet it was fun and chaotic all at the same time. How was that?
Exactly that.
It was interesting. I had like five of my third friends there.
Shut up, really?
Oh my God.
And Angel was drunk before we started recording.
So for those of you who are listening to our conversation, these guys, they're called the Bi-Latin Podcast again, and they started within a group chat and basically evolved after the group chat into the podcast really quick. And so that's like a hard connection to make amongst people really mm-hmm. fast. So how does that work with you guys? Because you guys are really dynamic and
like easy chemistry.
Yes.
Well, it wasn't like that. It wasn't fast. It was that we were in a group chat with other friends. And we chose to do a podcast, us three together, because we had, like, the strongest connection. So, like, we took the conversations and the dynamic from that group chat of everything we talked about every day and then brought it into the podcast.
Do the other people from that group chat, are they, like, salty that they're not part of the podcast?
Some were in that group chat.
I like how you don't agree. Like, Kevin shakes his head like, no. And then he's like, yeah, some were.
Well, you know what? The group chat since then has changed. And people have come in and out. So I would say the people who are still around us, no, they're not.
No, they're not. But there was a few sound grapes.
And it wasn't like we were the closest of the group. It was just that the group chat was a sunrise to sunset, like all day sort of thing. And every argument that happened, it always ended up one of the three of us sparring with the other.
Yeah.
And so it just felt like that would make for a good show.
Yeah. How many people were in the group chat?
11.
Damn.
I mean, it started with like 20.
That's annoying.
Angel. Angel is the group chat creator. So it's just...
So was it like a Telegram type of thing?
I started that for my birthday one year just because I wanted to invite everyone to like Six Flags. And then the group chat just became a thing since then, and it became very consistent. And we added people, we took away people. It was very Mona Scott.
Like, he was like,
you're not on this season, you're on this season, you're back.
Hey, was it on WhatsApp or like regular text or what?
Regular text.
Okay, because on WhatsApp, you can see when somebody was like removed.
You had to have an iPhone to be in a group chat.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Got it.
I'm an Android. He's an iPhone. He should know that. Okay. Has anyone slept with each other before?
No.
Well, I can speak for myself. Nah, I'm just like...
Amal, are you sure you didn't do anything during that quarantine?
Oh, no.
Okay. And this is a Friendsgiving episode. So let's start off with our topic. I mean, our topic is, can you be friends with someone you slept with before? Is that true or is it not? Or what's your guys' opinion?
Not for me. No.
Yes.
I can.
And why can't you do it, Anthony?
Because I feel like I don't have sex with friends. And, well, I only have sex when I'm dating someone. And then once we break up, they're done. Like, there's no friendship. I don't want them around. They're blocked.
You don't have sex with somebody you're not dating?
No, I don't hook up.
So you decided to date them before even trying them?
Mm-hmm. I mean,
is that a risk that has been worth taking?
You see what it looks like before you have sex, but I'm not fucking you unless we're dating.
Wow. That sounds like a very low count.
Oh, it is.
And that's good. I mean, well, do you ever hook up back with your exes again? Or no, not really.
No, they die.
That's it. They're cut off.
Yeah, it's really hard, though. For me, I think that it's really hard to be friends with somebody that I've had sex with because I kind of agree with Anthony. Like, I develop feelings when I have sex. So I try not to do the whole hookup thing. But I feel like you can't be friends because there's always that, you've seen them in that different space, you know, that intimacy. So it's always going to be a little awkward or embarrassing or whatever the case may be.
Or end up hooking up again.
Sometimes sex is just sex.
Well, that too.
That's
true. I don't think there has been intimacy there.
I can't make that distinction.
I mean, listen.
I can't make that distinction.
I love the good old days when you don't remember the people you fucked. They feel out and they don't say hi. I love that.
Your blackout moments?
We just don't say hi. Let's just be normal.
Yeah, that's true.
In me, I'll act like we never met.
Well, I mean, are you friends? Are Kevin and Angel, are you guys still friends with some of the people that you slept with or some exes?
Pretty sure. Kevin is friends with all his exes.
Not anymore.
They have it like a Friendsgiving together.
Fuck you.
Exgiving.
For the nostalgia.
Actually, no. Not right now. Yeah. I'm not friends with any of them. But I'm not beefing with them either. It's just we're not friends.
I don't take sex that seriously. So I've remained friends with people that I've had sex with. I've also had experiences with people. There have been friends who, like, I've developed feelings for, and then crept into like, let's see if this can be romantic, and then it just didn't work, and then just remain friends with them. I've had that happen too, but my man doesn't, he's not
on the same page.
So no, I changed my number. None of my exes, no one I've had sex with can reach me that I'm
mad. I think once you're in a relationship, all the people you fuck gotta go.
Yeah.
That's what I always say.
Unless you're in an open relationship, then it's different.
You know why? Because my man can't talk to none of his exes, so I'm not gonna do it.
Mm.
For me, I just don't take it. I feel like if you can't be friends with someone that you've had sex with or been intimate with because it's gonna be a temptation, then you're not even ready to be.
It's not about a temptation. It's about
respect.
Yeah, it's respect. Like, why are you? You're not friends, and if you are friends, then we can't date.
But okay, it's about respect. But how is it disrespectful? Like, we all have a past. We all have a number. We all had sex before.
I'm the present and I'm the future, so your past could be behind me.
Mm. Also, what are you losing by just discontinuing that?
Yeah.
For me, it took me a while to learn that I wasn't losing anything, which is why I was able to cut people off. But before that, I think for me, it was more so the idea of being told what to do.
Mm.
I just didn't like it, and sometimes it's hard for me. Like, I'm like, I don't take it that seriously, and I don't even think about it. So the fact that you want me to put more thought into it than I would on my own was a problem for me.
See, I put it out on the table from the beginning. So I'm not telling you what to do. Like, if you're someone who befriends your exes or still have exes in your life, or you're a best friend with someone you dated 10 years ago, we're not dating. That's it.
I think that there's a distinction, though. So, like, my man is still friends with someone that he was with for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But my man is in his mid-30s. That relationship ended, like, 9 years ago. And they just remained friends. I don't... You know, that,
and it doesn't bother you at all?
No, because he would want to be friends with all his exes. It wouldn't bother him. No, but I'm not friends with my exes. But I'm not.
Now, you were in the beginning.
I'm not going to tell you that if you had a relationship, a friendship that is beyond your romantic relationship with someone for almost 10 years, and then I come along that somehow every meaningful thing that you've experienced with that person that wasn't romantic has to go out the window because I'm...
Well, that's...
I mean, for me, this falls under the realm of not everything needs to be said.
Yeah.
If I fucked someone 10 years ago and it was a one-time thing, I don't need to tell anyone.
And you never dated.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to know that.
But Kevin, you
did
feel like that because you don't see anything wrong with being friends with your exes. You were still friends with all your exes. That's why you see it like that.
Yeah,
like with him being
obviously, and obviously to an extent, he also sees it like that because he's friends with his ex.
To an extent, and then, but he don't like you to do it. So what's the problem there, girl?
Because none of my relationships and those situationships and people that I was keeping around were meaningful enough for it to be warranted to be friends with someone. When you're with someone for a long time and they've been around for a long time, I think it's very different.
I feel like it should be like even across the board.
Anthony, you're just straight up and forward.
I do an interview when I date.
When you do these interviews with somebody you're dating or about to date, you don't want to know like all their past and their number and who they've been with or something like that, like to get a better idea.
It's not really an interview. It's just while we're talking, I'm gonna try to get as much information as I can, right?
So an interview.
But
that's an interview.
No, because
the pre-scan.
We have a conversation.
Right.
I don't mind answering questions as well.
Oh, an interrogation.
Because an interrogation.
When you answer these questions, you don't lie?
No. I'm a Virgo. We are very black and white.
So you just straight up.
Straight up.
I have dated Virgos. Virgos lie.
You dated or fucked?
Both. All my serious relationships have been Virgos.
You know what? I don't ask.
Are you single now?
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Angel, shut the
Aquarius.
Fuck up. I don't ask how many people they fucked, like for a number or not like that. I go for.
I love when guys ask me that question because I always give them a ridiculous number.
Really? What do you tell them? 30, 40?
I'm like 110.
But he's that serious, but they think he's playing.
Which is probably true.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, why ask that? Because I think that's such a stupid question. First of all, it's none of your business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't ask number, but I would ask like if they're into hookups, like random hookups and stuff like that. Yeah, like I'll be like, oh, when was your last relationship? And then they'll say like how long they're single, and I'm like, all right, when's the last time you had sex?
So
me, so business.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely.
Wow. So what if I was fucking that night?
The fucking
no, if you was fucking somebody last night, we're not fucking.
It would make no difference.
It would make a difference.
Wow. If they had sex with someone for 6 months ago versus having sex with someone 6 days ago, that matters to you?
Yes, it does.
Girl, take your eyes out of people's pants.
Right. My eyes are in their pants.
Also,
so my eyes are out their pants.
Also, if someone fucks someone the night before your date, they're not going to tell you.
No, actually, I mean, one guy did.
Really?
I was like, he was like, can I be honest? I'm like, I don't want you to lie. And he was like, last night. I was like, oh, okay. And
did
I
that turn you off? Off? Did that turn you off?
To bring up our day on National.
Yeah, it was a dub after that.
Oh, man.
I actually have a best friend that I slept with, and we just became really good friends. Nothing more, nothing less. We've never done anything since then.
Ooh.
I wasn't.
I'm not gonna say who. I won't tell you, but it's one of my best friends.
Oh man, now I'm curious.
Do you guys
and then,
have a podcast now?
Huh?
Do you guys have a podcast now?
No, we don't.
No. We actually met through a podcast when I had first moved to LA. I moved here with a client that I worked with marketing, and Eric was working on someone else's podcast, Roxy's podcast, part of the Amber Rose Network.
Yeah.
Was it Amber Rose?
Yeah, yeah, it was Amber with Rose. Amber Rose.
And so I went in for an interview and I met Eric there, and we just kept in touch. And I was like, you're going to be basically my gay tour guide when I move to LA.
Amber is amazing. She is a sweetheart. Seriously, a big old sweetheart. She's a ball of love.
Roles.
But yeah, I mean, I also had the opposite of, you know, hooking up with somebody, trying to be friends with them, and then it just didn't work because I ended up going to a Christmas party and I saw them there and they were just being messy and making out with other people. So I kind of caught feelings.
Were you guys dating or just hooking up?
We were just hooking up, but I don't know if we were dating, like, because he would buy me gifts and I was like, what, why are you buying me gifts, you know, if this is a hookup? I mean, do you want something more or, you know, do you want a relationship out of this? And he's like, no, I just thought of you and I bought this for you. I'm like, all right, cool.
Maybe he wanted you to swallow.
Huh?
Pussy was talented.
Hey, back then, shit, I haven't had any relationships in what, 14 years. So,
what?
Yeah. And
that's crazy.
And I didn't have sex until it's been.
You got something in common.
Okay, sis. And sex for me, it's been almost a year, I'd say.
Same.
So she's tight. She's tight, tight, tight.
Wait, is it same because of pandemic or because of choice?
No, because I broke up with my ex in January 1st.
How long were you guys together?
2 years.
That's a long time in gay years.
Oh, wow. 2.5 years.
What's the longest relationship you guys have been in?
Three.
The longest relationship you've been in?
3 years.
Mine was 4 with a girl, though.
Mm.
I've been in a relationship.
You've never been in a relationship, Angel? Is there a why?
I don't know, but if I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Actually, what type of relationship do you like? Would you want to be in an open relationship, monogamous? Can you do it both? Are you that versatile or what?
Great question. Are you versatile?
I try to expand my horizons, and I tried to do like a three-way. That was not for me. I'm a monogamous relationship kind of guy. I do like the one-on-one. I can't do an open relationship. I'm too jealous.
The jealousy, does that come from insecurity?
No, it comes from being territorial.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with mine, and what's yours is mine.
I think everybody's jealous to an extent.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't want to see someone I'm in love with fuck anyone else.
Right.
Oh man, our most popular podcast episode was about
gay relationships, because a lot of gays just are open.
Yeah, there's some that are comfortable with it. I mean, I could do both. I've done both. I've had an open relationship, and then I've had a monogamous relationship. The open one was actually pretty good. It was a lot better than the monogamous one because he kept cheating on me all the fucking time. So I was like, fuck, another fucking text I found.
You were open, you just didn't know.
No, right. Supposedly, from his point of view. But no, yeah, so it kind of sucks, dude. And that's why I lay it straight out. I'm like, hey, I'm all for open relationship or monogamous relationship. You just let me know. Once you cheat on me, that's it. Like, it's out the door. It's like, fuck, I can't.
But you said he kept cheating on you, so you
yeah,
say...
the last relationship that I was in, yeah, it was the monogamous one where he kept cheating. I did stay like a dumbass. And after, what, the... fifth time he cheated on me, I just had it. I was like, you know what? Fuck this shit. I'm over it. And I learned my lesson from that point. I was 24, 25, 26 years old.
So this is like back in the 80s.
Shut up. You guys are all young too, huh? I think the oldest is 30.
Wait, you're all 30?
No.
Guess.
Well, from the episodes I've heard, I think Angel's the oldest, who's 30.
Look at the material.
And then Kevin.
Take a step back.
Kevin is like, Kevin's like the baby, right? Kevin should be the baby. And Anthony's in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably like 28, 29.
Oh.
Anthony.
Anthony's 30. Angel's 31. And I'm 26.
Ah.
Oh, they're all babies.
Yeah. Actually, it makes sense that Anthony's the middle child. And I just noticed that. I'm always the middle.
Yeah. I could have sworn Kevin was the oldest.
Because Anthony keeps the peace, and Anthony's always stuck in the middle.
Anthony keeps the peace.
Yes.
You two have been fighting more now than anything.
What do you guys fight about?
Because Kevin, Anthony keeps me in check. That's the
issue. Because Kevin wanted, he needed dick. Now he's getting it, so we're not going to fight as much.
So she's a lot more calmer. She's a lot more relaxed.
I know. Put that sexual tension away.
Yeah. She's not doing the phone recording anymore.
I'm doing them right now.
I thought Kevin was the oldest because I don't know, I get like this more
mature vibe.
Mature vibe. I don't know if that's the right word. I'm not saying that the other guys are immature, but it's, I don't know why I always think that. Do you think that that's like more like what you put out in social media, like more serious, or I don't know?
Yeah, I think people think I take myself really seriously.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes too much.
Yes.
But I feel like I thought we were all like the same age because we act, you know, like that.
Yeah. And you guys don't live with each other, right? None of you live with each other. You're all separate.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool. But you guys became your own little family, huh?
Yeah. Hey, you know, gays, they be bringing the moving truck after a week.
You're like, I'm going to move to her house. I'm going to put my shit here. Can I get a key to the house so I can come over and fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Family is everything in the Latino community. And right now during this pandemic, there's a lot going on and a lot of traveling for the holiday season, especially now that it's Thanksgiving. This week is Thanksgiving. And, you know, like, how do you think, is it worth it to be around your family during a pandemic at this time with COVID?
Well, you know what's funny? I don't think that we all are that close to our family.
Yeah, I'm not close to my family at all.
I'm close with some of my family, but like every Thanksgiving, I used to work. This is the first year that I'm not working.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like, my family is in Connecticut, but I'm not making that trip this year.
Yeah. Is it like a 30-minute trip?
No, it's like an hour and a half.
So why don't you guys want to be with your families? Is it pandemic reasons or is just...
I mean, for me, it's, I've just never been super close to my family. Like, we're not beefing or anything. I'm just not that close. I don't have that tie. I don't have that closeness. I don't share my private life with them.
Is there a reason?
On a daily basis. We just never really grew that rapport, to be honest with you. I feel like we really don't have anything in common.
Is that something that you regret?
No.
No? So you like it like this?
It's not that I like or dislike it. I just feel like I pick the people who I build a connection with. And it's for a reason. I feel like family is the default connection that people have. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, this is my family, so I'm going to be close to them. Whereas I said, this is my family, but I don't feel that.
So you were, like, born and you were like, I'm good with y'all. that brings us to our topic because we want to discuss chosen families. I feel like in the gay community, that happens a lot, right? Like, our family is cool. Maybe you might be close, might not be close. But at the end of the day, I feel like we do have this chosen family thing that we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, there has been a study from the True Colors United Foundation that 40% of youth ages 12 to 24 are homeless. And that's like a big like LGBTQ community of a whole bunch of kids that don't have families to go to except for the chosen ones. And sometimes they don't even have chosen families and they're just by themselves. I mean, do you guys have any advice for anyone who's just lonely and are considering just what to do for the holiday seasons?
I would say that the holidays should just be like the cherry on top. Like the holidays isn't, I think for a lot of people, they put pressure on like Thanksgiving and Christmas. And like, that's when they come to realization of like, they don't feel like they're close to many people or like when single people all of a sudden, like the week before Valentine's Day, are like in a panic because they're not in a relationship. It's like, you should just spend your life solidifying good relationships. Like,
I mean, I would say to young kids who don't have family on the holidays that they shouldn't fall for the illusion of what it is sometimes. Yeah. I mean, they may see people with their families and they think they're so happy and like they're so grateful to be at home with their families, and then they get to that family and the family fucking hates their guts. And it's not exactly what they may think it is. And I understand it sucks to be lonely, but listen, inevitably, all you have in this life is yourself anyways. So it's like, be your own best friend.
Yeah.
Your own best friend. That's the best thing you can do.
Buy a dog.
Hey, there you go. An animal's a good...
I would say to...
You're homeless. Buy
a lot of LGBT, you know, people don't have a strong connection with family because they grow up their whole life, you know, like with all that internal, you know, insecurity or questioning, or if their family's homophobic and stuff like that. So once they get out, like they never look back. But I would say, like, to think about family not as just blood, like you could even have a family at work. Like, you know, the coworkers that you are always with 5 days a week. You like, as long as you surround yourself with people who love you, like, you know, for the holidays or friends, or even like this Thanksgiving, if you do a virtual, you know, Zoom Thanksgiving, which I know a lot of people is doing, I have staff that ask me to work.
Did you miss the whole fucking question?
What?
They said homeless kids.
You're homeless. Find a family at home. You're homeless. Find a family. No, I didn't know it was only about homeless.
Oh my God.
I thought they were talking about anybody who don't have family.
It could be that in general. So you're fine. You're fine.
You're good. You're good.
All right, well, I'm talking about not only homeless, you know, LGBT. I'm talking about anybody who doesn't have a family, you know, to stay, like, to celebrate Thanksgiving with and might feel lonely.
Okay. Right.
Because I even have, like, staff who live in New York by themselves, and they ask me if they can work, like, the day, and there's, like, no reason to have staff there, but I'm going to let them work, and I told them, like, you know, they can make their own Thanksgiving dinner and stuff like that, and they could just celebrate together.
So irrelevant. Okay.
No, but that's really nice, though, because sometimes you just need to get your mind off of this pressure of the holiday.
Yeah.
I think Thanksgiving is, like, the big...
Damn.
Thanksgiving is, like, the biggest holiday on Instagram for the last couple of years.
Shit.
What'd you say?
Nothing in life, and you changed the subject.
Hear the question to be only about homeless.
Jesus. The poor... Like, think about them. The question was, what do you say to the homeless LGBTQ community who are alone on the holidays and may have nobody, not even like the groups that are...
All right, and you both answered that.
Okay, you needed to answer it too, not change the subject.
I changed the subject. I didn't hear the right question.
Okay, well, he's like, next question.
Next. Right. No, but all answers were really good. I mean, you guys gave pretty good answers. I get
participation trophies.
There you go. Y'all participated. Yeah,
our advice to our LGBT people that are listening is to really consider people that are homeless, because it must be super tough if you don't have anything, you know. And so you could, you know, volunteer with your local charities. You can give some time back and maybe try to team up with a charity, or, you know, and try to feed the homeless.
Yeah, you can buy a meal. You can bring them some clothes, socks, blankets. I mean, just be a friend. Be out there. Donate. Go to organizations that cater to the LGBTQ homeless youth. So that's our recommendation.
There's a really cool app you can get on your phone. It's called Share the Meal. And you can literally decide to donate at any time of your day. And you can donate like 50 cents.
Oh, really?
It's just like one click. You just tap it. Anytime you feel like donating 50 cents. And I think it's partnered with UNICEF. And they send meals to kids like all around the world, homeless kids around the world. And it's super fast because you link your like bank account to it. And all you have to do is literally tap. Any time of the day, like, oh, 50 cents, 50 cents. And it really helps kids around the world.
That's not bad. It's almost like a feed the hungry kind of a thing, right?
I like how the ambulance is the soundtrack.
I'm about to say that. Definitely New York, right?
Yeah, definitely New York. All right, guys.
Go ahead.
All right. So, since we're going to let the sirens go and pass by for a minute, right, and we're going to go ahead and take a little break, and we're going to get to know more about the men from Bi-Latin Men podcast and figure out their personalities and get more into some conversations. All right. You're listening to the Homo Homie podcast with the Bi-Latin Men podcast crossover. And we are back from the break. We are here with Bi-Latin Men, the podcast. And we're getting to know these guys, and they are so interesting. They're so hilarious, and they're very energetic and lively. And we wanted to get to know each and every one of you and know more about you guys. So we want to start off with Angel. At some point during your podcast season, you were gone for a little bit, weren't you? You almost quit, didn't you?
I wasn't gone because when that happened, we just took a pause as a collective. Mm. But yeah, I almost left the show because Kevin's fucking annoying.
And he left the show for like one episode. Go ahead.
I mean, I'm
so dramatic. I felt like it was for the gram, no?
It wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
It was real?
Kevin and Angel always fighting. I'm the better one.
We were definitely fighting. It was real. But we resolved our issues.
We have a whole episode dedicated to
it. And now I almost like Kevin, so it's all good.
You love me.
I almost like you.
What would you say is the biggest difference between Angel and Kevin? Like, why is there, like, why don't you just like him?
It wasn't,
why don't you guys get along?
I don't think it was, like, anything, like, personal. It was more about not, like, breaking up as friends, not being friends. It was about the podcast, like, the direction of the podcast, like, how we went about, like, you know, the episodes or deciding how to record and guests and stuff like that. It was just misunderstanding.
Our work relationship needed work.
Yes.
Yeah. Differences in creative, differences in direction.
I think, you know, it's two alpha male personalities just bumping heads.
Yeah.
I don't like to be told what to do. Kevin likes to tell people what to do. So it just didn't work out.
Is it because Kevin's more organized and detailed or something like that? No?
We talked about this in that, because the thing is, this was like a real issue. Angel really didn't want to be on the show. He was really pissed.
Yeah.
And then we talked it out on an episode. So if you go back and listen to that episode,
it's called Angel Quits.
The start of the episode to the end of the episode is the first time that we like talk on the phone while dealing with that whole situation. And I think a big part of all of our personalities is that at work, we're all bosses.
Mm.
I haven't had a boss in a really long time. And Angel's the boss at work, and Anthony's the boss at work. So for me, it was hard to like take on a project and not be the one in charge. And I found myself constantly
micromanaging.
What do you guys do for work?
I work with autistic adults. I manage a living facility.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's dope. That's actually really tough to do. I had a friend that worked with autistic kids, so.
Hence why I'm the mediator. And that whole episode of Angel Quits, I'm literally the mediator going back and forth.
It's all making sense now.
Mm.
I think Anthony has the most patience probably out of all of us.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I bet he does. How many are one-to-one, two-to-one?
No, I have six people that live at my group home.
Shit.
Yeah, and then we just had a COVID-positive staff at the house. So then yesterday, all day, we were just getting them tested for COVID. So it was a lot to deal with.
Oh, man, I just got COVID on Monday. So I got tested the other day and found out yesterday that I have COVID. So, yeah, this is an interesting ride because I lost all my taste buds and all my smell senses. So it's crazy. And just today, I just started feeling nauseated. So you guys got COVID, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Angel and Anthony did.
I lost my sense of taste and smell for 6 weeks.
Wow. I lost mine for like 3 weeks, probably.
So out of all of us, only Kevin hasn't had it.
Kevin hasn't had it. Kevin stayed away. We were doing Zoom episodes the whole time.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But Angel recovered faster than I did. Like, I didn't test negative for 6 weeks. Like, that's when I tested negative, was able to go back to work.
What did you get? A stronger immune system.
Yeah. What did you guys do?
Over 100 men? That's, you got to have a strong immune system.
What did you guys do to get better?
You can't really do anything for COVID. Like, it doesn't matter what you take. Like, you can take fever, like, reducing meds, but that's about it. You can't really do anything
for COVID. Anthony and I just, we tried to stay active.
Didn't you go on walks?
We were going running. Yeah, we tried to stay active. We did a lot of outdoor activities with the mask on, of course.
But
we ate healthy.
Yeah, we did eat. We were good. Like, I was snatched during quarantine. Yeah. But then when I went back to work, and then we could, there was no gyms. I was stuck in a house that has a 24/7 pantry. It was over after that. But Angel went back to work after like 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, I went back on my third week.
But then the day before he went back to work is when I got really sick. And I left his house and I went back home and we broke the quarantine. Wow. So he was fine and I was just dying on my bed.
Oh, I remember that.
It took me a month and a half to test negative when I had COVID. I got it on Memorial Day week, and then I didn't test negative again until after 4th of July.
Yeah, see, 6 weeks, yep.
Yep. All right, so Angel, what do you do for work?
I'm a supervisor at Stanford Hospital. So I manage the staff that deals with insurance and all the financial side of the hospital.
Wait, is your hand tattoos covered, or is it only on one hand?
One hand.
I saw you try to cover them with makeup in one of your Instagram stories. Do your staff or anybody at work tell you anything about your tattoos?
No.
Like, how have you dealt with your career in regards to your tattoos is what I'm asking.
Anytime I interview for a new job, I cover my tattoo just for the interview. Mm-hmm. And then once I'm in, if they have a policy against it, I wear a special glove. And it's not like a latex glove. It's like a fabric. But that's how I cover it. I censor it that way. Mm-hmm. I've had jobs that didn't care, which was awesome. But most jobs do care. So just a little glove.
And Kevin, what do you do?
Before COVID, I managed bars and restaurants for 5 years. And now I do property management for Airbnbs because I get to work alone.
And how's that been during COVID, the Airbnbs? Has it been crazy?
I didn't start until late summer, so I was unemployed for like all of quarantine. It's been fine. Airbnbs in general, it's still customer service. People suck. So it's annoying, but I get to work on my own. I work on my own schedule. I work 80% of the time from my phone. So
that's not bad. You're very mobile.
Yeah.
In your previous job, though, was that gay nightclubs or?
It was before. The last restaurant that I was working at right up until COVID hit was a Polynesian, like, fusion restaurant. So it was like a 5-star restaurant in Jersey City, right across from Manhattan. Mm-hmm. So a more upscale restaurant. And then before that, I worked at Twist, which is a gay bar in South Beach, Miami. And then before that, I managed Boxers, which is a gay bar in New York City.
Oh, wow. How long were you at Twist in South Beach?
Not long. 4 or 5 months, something like that.
Oh, wow. And what did you do there again? You were the manager?
No, there I was just a bartender. That was
bartender?
That was a social experiment. I was having a moment.
When was that? Because I used to live in South Beach.
That was last year.
Oh, okay. I was already in Los Angeles.
Here, girl. So you didn't see her there.
Twist is crazy. I mean, I remember Twist had like a dark room where like shit went down.
That's where I bartended.
the one with the zebra print?
Yeah. A lot of things happened there. Someone was being penetrated as they ordered a drink from me once. That was interesting.
What?
Yeah.
That's what Kevin likes to see.
It wouldn't surprise me. There's some clubs that do that. I've been to TJ, so.
I remember my craziest memory from Twist is that we were sitting at the bar with a friend, my roommate, who works for like a designer, Dolce & Gabbana. And so he knows like his fashion designers. And there was this old man, like a handsome old man. And we were like, oh, look, sugar daddy, right? You know, how we like stereotype like an older gentleman. Sugar daddy vibes. And then we look over to him and we're like kind of studying his face, and we both look at each other and we're like, that's actually Christian Louboutin, like the Christian Louboutin. So we went over and it was him, and we were like, are you? And he was like, yeah. And so we like started talking, we hung out, we got drinks. That was also in the zebra room. It was an awesome time.
Yeah, a lot of, like, we had, like, Victoria's Secret models come through. I remember Adriana Lima was there one night. I remember Ariana Grande went there when I was there, but she was, but she wasn't in my bar. That's the only thing, is that when you work at Twist, you get, like, stationed at a bar. Uh-huh. The dance, that's bar four. They're all numbered. So that's bar four, which is the dark room. So I bartended there, and I always bartended in my underwear. So that was, like, how I kept myself separate from all the other bartenders.
Get them tips, honey.
That's funny. And I miss Miami.
Are you guys, do you guys all have degrees? Because, I mean, Angel and Anthony, you're supposed to have, like, a background in something, right?
I have my bachelor's in criminal justice and law. And then I'm getting my master's in inspection and oversight. So it's, like, auditing for the government and hospitals.
Ooh.
That's nice.
I didn't finish. I have one more year.
Of?
I'm going for a psychology degree, but in progress.
Do you know what you want to do, or where do you want to work as, or continue in the medical field?
I'll probably continue on the trajectory I'm on, to be honest with you.
And Kevin?
No, I withdrew from school my junior year. So
why?
I have about a year. My son at the time was three. My son has special needs, so he had just been diagnosed, and I was like, going to school 5 days a week. I had class from like 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. and then I worked at a bar until 2 a.m. I never got homework done. I spent weekends at home with my kid. I was in debt for no reason because I was like failing classes at that point. It just wasn't good anymore.
Wow. How old is your kid now?
He's going to be 8 next Thursday.
Oh, wow. That's cute.
Good. I mean, it's not easy taking care of somebody who has special needs. My middle brother is a special needs person, so... it's pretty difficult. I used to help my mom growing up with him a lot. So we would go to all the special needs classes. And that's how I met some of the kids that were in the classes who were autistic and stuff like that. So it's pretty interesting. I commend you guys on taking on that challenge. And Kevin, you are starting a clothing line now, right? A clothing brand called Bro.
Yeah, we launched 3 weeks ago.
Okay, tell us about it. What is it?
Bro is a men's fashion site. I've always loved fashion, and having a kid and just having bills, I've never been able to afford to like spend my money buying clothes that I liked. So I wanted to build a company that was affordable, but I also wanted to give men options that wasn't the same shit that we see at H&M and Fashion Nova, which is horizontal stripes, the same pattern over and over again, and graphic t-shirts with random words on. So I wanted to put more energy into it, and so I wanted to start a business. And it also kept me busy during quarantine. So I studied how to get this set up from like April all the way up until when we launched. And I realized how much of a gap there was in that that market, because boutiques and like Instagram boutiques and all that, that's an industry that's like overrun by women who are setting up these like 6, 7, 8 figure businesses.
Right.
And there's no boutique online for men. And so even when I started merchandising and cause I'm the buyer for the business too. So when I started looking for product, there are also no wholesalers, there's no vendors, there's no designers who are focused on men. It's a very, very, very narrow list of people. Whereas women, there are hundreds of companies who are designing these clothes. So I'm still trying to figure it out. But yeah, I'm really excited about it.
So you want to be like the Fashion Nova for men? Although they have a Fashion Nova for men, but I'm just saying.
I want the business to grow and offer men just more options and offer men versatile styles and things that can be dressed up and dressed down and shit that's affordable.
Yeah, right now I'm looking at the website. You have your tops, you have your bottoms, you have the jackets. I really like the pink one, the coral one. That's really cute.
Eric, what about the sizes? Is there stuff for big guys?
Right now, things go up to XL, and then in the spring and summer, it'll be much easier. Things will go up to double XL, and my dream has always been, when I was younger, I wanted to be an underwear model. And then,
we know.
And then, older, I started like discovering like all these gay underwear brands. I love them. I love jockstraps. I love thongs. So I wanted to model for them. But then I realized I wanted to design my own. So the underwear collection launches next month. which is what I'm most excited about.
Oh, sweet.
And that collection is something that you designed?
Yeah, and it's going from extra small to triple XL.
Nice.
And are you going to be incorporating jewelry as well, or just sticking to clothing?
No, no jewelry.
Awesome, awesome. Well, we're going to go ahead and put the website in the link, so that way in the description, so that way people can go to it and start shopping for Christmas early. you guys want to go ahead and plug your social media in and let us know where we can find each of you?
Sure. I'm Anthony, and you can find me at Flicks of Ants on Instagram.
I'm Angel. You can find me at Angel Cartel on everything.
And I'm not on social media, but you guys can follow my brand at ShopBro. That's ShopBreaus.
Wait, why aren't you on social media?
I was just going to say, you had one, but then it went away, right? Or it's just closed?
Did you see it before he closed it?
I thought it was Anthony that was going on and off of social media.
I was going to say, well, he was basically an underwear model.
I remember those photos.
Tracks and cheeks. So, you know, when you get a man, that's not acceptable.
I think that's where I saw a photo of you with your mom.
I also was shadow banned, so my profile was like not worth anything.
So he wasn't getting as many eyes on his ass anymore. So
it wasn't about that. It was it really was pointless to like try. So I will be back on social media though.
And Angel, why Cartel? Why did you name it Angel Cartel?
That's a nickname I got years and years and years ago from a friend, and it just stuck, and it just kind of became my identifier because there's so many angels in New York.
Yeah.
Like people like which angel? They're like, oh, Angel Cartel. So that just nice. Came up there.
And that name is like banned from Twitter.
Yes, it is.
Oh, anytime wow. He makes a new Twitter, they block him.
Yeah. Dang. And
that's like us. We're trying to set up our Facebook page, but they don't allow the word homo.
Exactly.
On Facebook.
Oh wow.
Yeah, they don't.
That's very homophobic.
Yeah. and our previous episode, which is about sexual assault, struggled on social media because with Cam J, yeah. It kind of struggled on social media, and I noticed it because I don't know if we're shadow banned or not, but I was adding like hashtags like suicide and suicide prevention and things like that, and it kept getting flagged saying like, do you need help? Like, do you need a resource? And I appreciate that, right? Because I guess people are searching like how to commit suicide and things like that or how to prevent it. But it was a very heavy episode in regards to sexual assault. So for whoever's listening, please check out that episode, especially during these times with family. I know that, you know, a lot of times sexual assault comes from within families. So definitely try to listen to that.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much. Thank you for joining us. We really appreciate the fact that you took your time out to come through and just have our Friendsgiving on here for the podcast crossover.
Thank you so much. And you guys can find us at By Latin Men. It's B-Y Latin Men, not B-I, dirty people.
And you guys are all, on all platforms, right? iHeart, iTunes, and Spotify, right?
Yes. Every platform but Amazon. By the way, just so you guys know, we have some really big announcements coming soon for the podcast. We have a really, we're expanding in January when we celebrate our 1 year anniversary. So,
yeah.
Yay. Super excited for you guys. All right, guys. Well, we're going to go ahead and go on another break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Homo Homie podcast. We are back. That was an amazing conversation with the boys from By Latin Men podcast. I want to say .com, but it's not .com.
Did you ever go to bylatinmen.com?
Yes.
Of course you did. Wait, did you know?
Who did
you
it?
Ever know, did you ever know anybody that's on the website?
I plead the fifth.
What?
I plead the fifth. No, I plead the fifth. Maybe that'll be a conversation for another day.
So the homo homies listening, I want to know what's your favorite video on By Latin Men and send it to me because I want to see.
Oh my God, you're so horrible.
Hey, I'm going to be lonely for Thanksgiving, so.
That makes two of us. Well, not necessarily because, well, as I shared, I got COVID and I was just like, ugh. I mean, I was bound to get it anyways, you know?
Don't say that.
Well, it's the truth. I mean, it's cold weather. It's spreading again with the second, the second wave. And so I'm sweating. I'm feeling nauseous. I'm just like, now I know what you went through, friend. And I was like, oh, my poor friend.
So both homo homies, Jose and Eric, have had COVID. And as they shared, Angel and Anthony both had COVID over the summer.
Yeah.
And Kevin has not had it.
Hopefully he doesn't get it, but you know. Yeah, I mean, if you guys are going through the pandemic with the COVID situation, just stay healthy, stay active, stay fit, stay mentally aware, take your vitamins, because I'm taking a crap load. I got Tylenol Extra Strength. I have vitamin C, 1,000 milligrams, and I'm taking zinc, echinacea, and colloidal silver. So
wear your mask, practice social distancing. I know that it's really hard to avoid family during the holidays, but a lot of people are doing Zoom Thanksgivings. Mm-hmm. And so I saw that Zoom is extending or removing the 45-minute limit so that families can stay on Thanksgiving, on their Thanksgiving Zoom parties longer.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And speaking about families, I mean, it was good to find out about Kevin's son, you know, like his little boy was a special needs and he's taking care of him and his struggles. And then also, how each of them are really smart, you know, like they're, you know, they have all this swagger from the outside, but you know, like Anthony has his degree and Angel is within the medical field as well. So that's pretty cool. That's pretty interesting to find out. I didn't know.
Yeah, all three of them are doing their thing. And as Kevin mentioned, he launched his fashion business, which is shopbro.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to go ahead and put that up on the description. So if you guys want to check that out, feel free to look up the shopbro.com in our description.
Yeah, and if you want to buy me anything, I am a 2XL when it comes to tops.
Wait, is that so clothing or are you speaking about something else?
It's whatever, if the shoe fits.
Oh, girl. They're going to get you something from buylatinmen.com.
Hopefully.
She needs a subscription during the holidays, guys. Yes. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much. Before we go and say our thank yous, make sure that you check us out on Google, the Homo Homie podcast, or you can also find us on any streaming platform, iHeart, Deezer, Spotify, iTunes, you name it. We're there. Click the links in our bios and you'll find us there. And anything else, Jose, that you want to add?
Yeah, just keep sharing these episodes with your homo homies, especially during these times. I think that when people listen to us, they're like, oh, these are my friends, you know, like my virtual friends. So reach out to us if you are feeling some type of way. We're here for you guys. I know that we chat with a lot of you in the DMs. So keep that coming. Keep sharing these episodes with your homo homies and let us know what else you guys want us to discuss on these episodes.
Yeah, and you know what else I found out? Like, make sure that you guys hit the follow buttons on the Spotify, the streaming platforms, because they do have that follow stuff as well. And I'm not sure if some of them have that bell icon like YouTube does. I mean, we're not on YouTube, but I'm just saying. So yeah. That would be helpful for us, and just leave the comments there and share. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much once again for joining us. Happy holidays to you. Happy Thanksgiving. Stay blessed. Stay healthy. Feel the love. I mean, we're here. We love you. We care for you. And shout out to Bio Latin Men, the podcast, Kevin, Anthony, and Angel. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate you guys for taking the time out of your day to come through and do a crossover with us. And Jose, thank you for always being my lovely co-host. And thank you, the listener, for always just supporting us and being there and being our homo homies friends for our Friendsgiving. So, all right, guys, take care. Love you. Remember to be good or be good at it, but be safe. Bye.
Bye, guys. Bye.